From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Earlier this month, the Internet Archive, a nonprofit organization focused on preserving Internet content of all kinds, from web pages to video games, launched an archive of a bunch of President-elect Donald Trump's television appearances, including over 700 televised speeches. It's the first of its kind for an incoming president. Why is the Internet Archive doing this? To get an answer, we got in touch with managing editor of the Internet Archive's TV News Archive, Nancy Watzman. Nancy, thanks for chatting.
Thank you for having me.
This Trump Archive, as it's called, is the first of its kind, although I understand that you hope to do this for many presidents going forward. What's really the focus here? Is it kind of keeping track of his changing positions over time? What do you hope this tool is used for?
Well, you know, we hope that it'll be used by all kinds of researchers, journalists, general public, advocates, historians, you know, you name it. Again, we're a library. Our goal here right now, we're starting out modestly, where we are trying to hand curate a collection of clips of Trump speaking. And along with that, we're embedding fact checks by national organizations such as PolitiFact, which won a Pulitzer Prize, the Washington Post Fact Checker, and factcheck.org. So as you view the clip on our site, you can see the fact check link.
How is the organization thinking about where it stores its data? I know there's been some conversations about you moving some of your information to Canada. Can you talk a little bit more about that conversation?
Sure. I mean, we're creating a copy in Canada. We do, I should say, have copies elsewhere in the world, including in Alexandria, Egypt, the home of the Library of Alexandria of old. It's just important to have copies of our information so that it's not vulnerable. You know, just the news cycle of the last week, we're talking about hacking this and hacking that and who hacked whom. It just shows what kind of a vulnerable state we're in. And people think that the internet is permanent, but it's not. People will change key sentences or facts without saying they are doing that. And we have a number of pithy examples of that.
Not a lot of footnotes on the internet, I guess.
No, or websites will completely disappear if there's a bankruptcy or something closes down. And again, we see that as part of our role as archivists, you know, as a library. We need to preserve this history. And also, yes, there's accountability is a big part of it because it's so malleable, this information, and we think it's in the public interest to preserve these kinds of changes.
Nancy Watzman is managing editor of the TV News Archive, which is a subgroup of the Internet Archive. Nancy, thank you very much for chatting with me.
Thank you so much.
By the way, Nancy says the Internet Archive hopes that the archive's future information will be gathered with the help of artificial intelligence and algorithms. Also, we posted a link to the Trump Archive, which is growing all the time, at facebook.com/marketplacetech. In a few weeks, Super Bowl 51 will commence. And while we don't yet know the teams in the final contest, we do anticipate an event that, as per usual, tries to show off some kind of new technology. We've seen a lot of attempts at innovation on the sidelines, like coaching staff using Microsoft tablets with mixed results. We've also seen it in stadiums, more Wi-Fi, more digital screens, etc. Well, recently I went to visit our friends at WABE in Atlanta, Georgia. And while there, I got a tour of one of the city's new stadiums still under construction, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where the Atlanta Falcons will play. The stadium is set to open this spring or summer, so I put on a hard hat and some goggles and got the tour from Stadium Chief Technology Officer Jared Miller. We started with the stadium's massive roof, which will have a huge circular video screen at the center of it.
The roof was actually modeled off of the Pantheon in Rome, which has that opening in the middle as well. And then we have another 58 feet of halo board or video board that's going to be located at that roof going in that oval shape. That's what you see, the front face of that scoreboard. So it is the inside that we're seeing. And again, it's 58 feet tall, 1,100 feet around. Nothing like it has been built before for any sports venue in the world.
Why not? Is this too much of a pain in the butt?
It's difficult, let me tell you. You know, part of it's the construction process. Getting that board up there is a feat in itself, but it creates a completely new medium for our show, for our producers to start painting that canvas in a way that is not a flat two-dimensional board anymore.
Yeah, I could picture, like, I don't know, something kind of like running around on the inside of the circle, like if you want to get people to do the wave all together or something like that.
You could do that, or maybe perhaps a nice, fast Mercedes-Benz sports car driving around the Halo board as well.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to stop here for a second because, like, this stadium is full of, like, really new equipment and people using brand-new equipment, but there's literally a guy with a pick over here digging in the dirt, which I just think is kind of amazing. Does this stadium consider the virtual reality future at all?
We've got one opportunity right now to get that infrastructure platform right. And we're building that as we speak while we continue to envision how are we going to take advantage of virtual reality, much less augmented reality, right? That's a huge, huge hit and provides a lot of new opportunities, very different from virtual reality. We're building the foundation to support that. So once we open, we'll be able to hit the ground running and look at what is going to make the most sense for ourselves, for our fans, both in the venue as well as outside.
This stadium is going to be one of a small number of stadiums that are going to be all digital. What does that actually mean?
We wanted flexibility. That's a theme that it just resonates through every aspect of this building, which means that the assets in the building, whether it's the scoreboard, the ribbon boards, the TVs, everything else, we can configure those to fit whoever is holding an event in here. So one day it's Falcons football, the next it's Atlanta United Soccer, the very next it could be SEC Championship football. If we start putting up, as an example, a lot of sponsorship, you know, posters and signs and banners and fixed signage, that all of a sudden doesn't feel like home for those other events. When it's digital, we can easily change it out. We'll configure the physical elements of the building just as much as we will the digital elements to make it the home for those events as well.
Jared Miller, CTO of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Jared, thanks a lot for giving me the tour.
Thanks, Ben. Had a good time.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.